The only real sadness, the only real failure, the only great tragedy in life is to not become a saint. Leon Bloy. Welcome to the Everyday Saints Podcast, where we learn about the saints as we strive to become saints. I'm Paul, and today, December 12th, is the feast day of Our Lady of Guadalupe, patroness of the Americas. On December 9th, 1531, 10 years after the Spanish conquistadors had defeated the Aztec Empire, an Indian peasant named Juan Diego was walking to Mass when he came upon an apparition of a maiden whom he soon came to recognize as the Virgin Mary. She had the appearance of a young Native American maiden and was dressed like an Aztec princess. She spoke to Juan in his native language, and she instructed him to go to the Bishop of Mexico City, a Franciscan named Juan de Zumarraga. She wanted the bishop to build a chapel in the place where she had appeared. Juan Diego obediently tried to convince the archbishop of what he had seen, but the archbishop was skeptical and asked for a sign to prove it. Juan returned to Mary and shared this with her, and he was instructed to climb to the top of the hill to gather flowers to bring back to the bishop. Reaching the crest of the hill, Juan Diego found Castilian roses, which were neither in season nor native to the region. This was December 12th of 1531. The Blessed Mother herself arranged the flowers in Juan's tilma, a burlap-type cloak made out of cactus fibers, and instructed him to open the cloak only in the presence of the bishop. When Juan arrived back at the bishop's residence and opened his cloak, the flowers fell to the floor, and the bishop fell to his knees, because on the surface of the tilma was the image of what we have come to know as Our Lady of Guadalupe. The appearance of Our Lady and the image on the tilma sparked a conversion in Mexico not seen before or since anywhere in the world. In less than 10 years, 9 million people became Christians after Juan Diego's encounter with the Blessed Virgin. A shrine was indeed built on the spot, and the original tilma can still be seen, and it remains one of the most popular pilgrimage sites in the world to this day. There are some interesting facts about the tilma itself as well. Despite extensive investigation, analysis, and research, scientists have been unable to explain how the image is there at all. Experts in infrared photography, for example, determined in the late 1970s that there were no brush strokes, as if the image had just been pasted onto the surface all at once. The surface bearing the image is reportedly very silky to the touch, while the part without the image remains coarse because of the fibers. And by all rights, the tilma should have disintegrated by now. One copy, created in 1789, was painted on a similar surface with the best techniques available at the time, and then encased in glass and stored next to the actual tilma. It looked beautiful when first painted, but only 8 years had passed when, in the hot and humid climate of Mexico, it began to fade and fray and was ultimately discarded. After almost 500 years, there's been no disintegration of the original tilma. But we don't want to focus on the image alone. The image was sent as a confirmation that the Blessed Virgin had indeed appeared to Juan Diego. The lesson that we need to learn from it, well, actually there are a few lessons. The fact that she spoke to him in his own language and appeared as a young Native American maiden shows that she has concern for all of her children, no matter race, background, or anything like that. The fact that she appeared to a peasant rather than the bishop himself shows her concern, and as the Bible shows us continually, God's concern for the poor. And we should have the same concern. It also, very importantly, at that time, showed the people of the Americas that Christianity was not just a European religion, but that it was for everyone. I'd like to close this episode with a quote from the Blessed Virgin to Juan Diego. She told him, "My dearest son, I am the Eternal Virgin Mary, Mother of the True God, Author of Life, Creator of all, and Lord of the heavens and of the earth. And it is my desire that a church be built here in this place for me, where, as your most merciful mother and that of all your people, I may show my love and clemency and the compassion that I bear to the Indians and to those who love and seek me." Our Lady of Guadalupe, Patroness of the Americas, pray for us. We'll see you next time. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Everyday Saints, and that you're finding our look at the lives of the saints both informative and enlightening. If you'd like to help us continue making podcasts like this, please consider supporting us for as little as 99 cents a month by clicking on the Support This Podcast link in the show notes. It'll go a long way towards us being able to make this podcast completely ad-free. Thanks again.